discover the power of positivity, identify your gifts, then plan and execute your passion, and ultimately thrive exponentially in life, and most importantly in business, on Sudden Eye Impact with your host, Lee. The environment should put me in greater than, greater than.
The circumstances that I'm faced with greater than, greater than. The environment should put me in greater than, greater than. The circumstances that I'm faced with greater than. Yes, and your life counts, and enthusiasm definitely makes a difference. Hello and welcome. You're live on the Sudden Eye Impact Show with your host, Lee, coming to you from the DFW Metroplex. On our show, we have fun together, we learn together, and we encourage one another. On the show, we discuss a variety of topics such as, but not limited to, personal responsibility, accountability, mentorship, the power of belief, the power of thought, the power of expectation, the power of words, consciousness, awareness, accountability partners, being of service, becoming the observer, creativity, innovation, visionary leadership, entrepreneurship, goal setting, goal attainment, imagination, visualization, economic empowerment, relationships, the power of partnership, belief systems, decision making, the mind, and success. On our show, we share concepts, principles, and processes and systems that work when you work them, that deliver good and great results. Our show's mission, purpose, and intention is to discuss and deliver simple, basic, fundamental ways to help everyday people experience more fulfillment, satisfaction, enrichment, enjoyment, health, mental health awareness, and overall peace through utilizing your own brilliant mind and all other latent resources that lie dormant within you. The Sudden Eye Impact Show is spiritual, inspirational, motivational, expressing electrifying, powerful, and transformational content that anyone can learn and apply consistently in any area of their life, to either change your life for the better or to change their own life for the best. Today, I have a special guest with me, Ms. Katrina Friel. She is a creative success coach. She's a consultant. She's a business coach, highly successful from Australia. Katrina Friel.
Hey, Dwight. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Glad you took time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Ah, fabulous, because we're going to do a bit of a different type of show today. Guess who's the star?
You are. Wow.
I don't know. You're the star today. I'm actually going to interview you for a change instead of you interviewing us.
Nice.
Yeah. So how about I do the introductions? Is that okay with you?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Okay. So Dwight Lee is now a number one best-selling author, highly successful and sought-after keynote speaker, transformational thought leader, creative financial success coach with 25 years of service to Fortune 500 companies. You will notice immediately Dwight's childlike, fun, and infectious, incredible energy level. Dwight holds a bachelor degree in organizational management with a strong background in accounting and financial management. He is considered one of the brightest minds of our time, and as his business manager, I consider him a once-in-a-generation talent who possesses a repertoire special and unique gifts. Dwight has studied NLP and a variety of other modalities to ensure his clients can clear the path and move into their futures easily and effortlessly. Hearing Dwight teach is often revolutionary and totally amazing. Working with Dwight one-on-one or in a small group setting is dynamic and life-transforming. Dwight genuinely cares about each of his clients on a phenomenal and even fanatical level. With great simplicity, he is willing to break down the concept until you thoroughly understand it, guaranteeing your success once applied from knowledge into wisdom. Please welcome Dwight to his very own show. Hey, Dwight, thanks for the honor of being here with you today.
Hey, thank y'all so much for having me. It's a pleasure. I love to teach. I love to learn. I'm a career student, so thank y'all for having me, and I'm hoping that I can give y'all some morsels and nuggets of truth. I'm going to share with you my core, 13 core principles of self-transformation and success. I'm going to share a story with you also, and then I'm going to give you my 13 attributes of the eagle, hopefully, if time permits. But I'll do the best that I can. Thank y'all for having me, and let's buckle in for our seats for the ride. I'm going to start with self-awareness. It was the wee hours of the morning, crossing over from a Saturday night to a Sunday morning. My oldest uncle and his friend Wayne came in. They were wasted. Wayne was looking at me like, "What are you still doing up?" But he didn't verbalize it, and he was smoking the end of a cigarette. So he came and sat down by me. Then all of a sudden, he took the end of the cigarette and mashed it against the front of my foot in the lower ankle area. I screamed in intense pain, wondering, why would a big person do this to a little person that can't fend for themselves? At that time, I also knew that there was something going on in my lower belly area. I didn't know what was going on, but I assumed that power and energy was coming in. And at the same time, there was something going on in my head, a mental activity. And I've come to believe, I have no proof of it, that I was discovering the process of thought. And it was at that very moment, at the tender age of 3, that I believe I took control of my life and had my first transformation. Now, in life, we have many transformations, but that's what I deem it as. Now, let's move forward a year ahead to the summer I turned 4. I began to participate in entrepreneurial activities. There were several of them, but I'm just going to catapult on one of them. I began following my uncles to the 36th Street car wash. I wasn't big enough to wash the car. I wasn't big enough to drive the car. So I had two choices, either to vacuum or wash the tires. And I chose to wash the tires. So I was passionate about washing the white walls with an SOS pad. And my goal was to wash the white wall as white as it possibly could be, all because I was excited about earning money to play video games. And my favorite game was Asteroid. And boy, did I go to town. In the span of 4 to 5 hours, I was earning between $10 to $20. And for a 4-year-old, that's pretty impressive. So I've just given you two examples of self-awareness. The first one painful, the second one joyful. And I wanted to share that story. Now I'm going to move to the next core principle, self-reliance. Self-reliance is about planting your feet firm and standing on your own 2 feet, paving your own individual way through your own individual believing, your own individual thinking, your own individual expecting, your own individual acting, and your own individual expression, along with releasing your faith through corresponding action. See, if you really believe something, you will take a form of action. And for me, that's congruent with self-reliance because you're put here with a purpose, with gifts and talents and abilities inside of you, with energy being replenished to you all day, every day. So you are to make a contribution to your community, to your brothers and sisters, and to the universe. So self-reliance is about depending on yourself, using your brilliant mind, your abilities, your gifts, and your talents to make your mark in this world. You come into this world with a purpose, to accomplish something. So I ask the question, what are you accomplishing? And then how do you want to be remembered? And I know that there's a gap in there, so I'm asking you to bridge the gap. Identify what your purpose and mission is and begin to go to work on it with daily, consistent, constant action. And the gifts have been placed inside of you. The abilities, talents, and gifts are inside of you. It's on you to develop them. And I believe that wholeheartedly. Moving to the next core principle, self-belief. Self-belief is having the tenacity to go after something that you feel good about or that you believe in. It's blocking out all the naysayers, blocking out all the critics, blocking out the people that are saying you're different, and having the inspiration and courage to move forward, to discover and put your puzzle together. Despite the critics, despite the naysayers, do you have the courage to do that? And my story on that piece is about 35 days before September 1st, 2002, I made a conscious decision to move to Dallas to pursue better opportunities. And so the first person that I told was my mom, and she thought I had lost it. But I won't hang my hat there. Everybody else that I told kind of echoed the same sentiment. Everybody said that I wouldn't last 30 days. And it's been well over 18 years. So this is proof positive that you can't necessarily go by what anyone else says. What do you say? What does your auto-suggestion say? What does your self-talk say? What does your internal dialogue say? If you're waiting for someone else to verbalize what you can do, you're in trouble. And that's a powerful story. I mean, it's simple words, but if you really go back and listen to this, I believe it will fill up your plate. Moving to the next core principle, self-expression. Self-expression is about you having the courage, boldness, and tenacity to be you. You are unique, and there's no one like you in the universe. The entire universe, there's no one like you, and that's where your power lies. So with that being said, you shouldn't compare yourself to anyone. You shouldn't try to be like anyone else. You should be your own original, and you should put forth the best version of yourself. I know some people might be saying that maybe twins are identical. Identical twins are exactly the same. No, there is variances in their fingerprint and footprint. So there is not one person in the entire world born today, past, previous, and the future that is exactly alike. There is a special set of gifts, abilities, and talents that's been placed in you that are different from everyone else's. There might be similarities, but there's no exact duplicate of kind. So in sharing that with you, I'm a huge Michael Jordan fan, a big-time basketball fan. There's nothing I love more than basketball. There's nothing that I was more connected to. The show that you're listening to right now, I didn't even realize this. I just kind of discovered over the last couple of days, was actually launched on MJ's birthday. Some of my family members cracked the joke so much that I love Michael Jordan, the basketball player, so much. My son was born on one of his son's same birthday. I didn't know that either. Just recently found that out. So I guess there's some truth to it or some facts, however you choose to weigh it. But I say, I encourage you, I admonish you to be the unique you that you were meant to be, that you were born to be, and for you to go forward and strive to be all that you can be. Moving to the next core principle, self-knowledge. I have an interesting philosophy on self-knowledge. And my philosophy is that most will not explore or pursue self-knowledge until they've been through enough pain. I mean, they have a high threshold of pain. They've experienced a lot, or they've experienced a trauma or mental trauma, or they go through something that really deals with their emotions and their mental capacities. At that point, that's when they begin to research and try to discover who they really are and what they are capable of doing and what their mission, what their vision, what their purpose is. And so that's when they go, like I'm saying, to the core. I'm expressing core principles to y'all. They get beyond all the fluff and they get to the meat of the matter and they deep dive into who they really are. And then, you know, what can I do? What is my mission? What is my purpose? What are my abilities? What comes natural for me? What is my gift? What is my talent? So on and so forth. And then they begin to really value their time, and they start looking at things different. Their perception changes. Their consciousness changes. Their awareness changes. Everything begins to shift for them. Why? Because they have went through some experiences that didn't feel good. And so now they say that we either move towards pain or we move towards pleasure, and we have fight or flight. So self-knowledge is about deep diving and going to the root to find out the causes of circumstances, conditions, situations, predicaments. With that being said, I'm going to continue, and I'm going to move to the sixth core principle of self-transformation and success, self-image. Sounds simple, but it's very profound and very powerful. It's not a lot of fancy words behind it, but it's important. So self-image is three things, but two of them are one and the same, and that's the first two. So there's the way that others see you, and there's the way that you see yourself. I'm going to deal with that first. The way others see you is actually like looking in the mirror. It's a reflection of your inside to your outside. So whatever's going on inside of you is being forecast or projected outside of you, and people are being able to see you. And I think it was James Allen that said, we think in secret and it comes to pass. Environment is but our looking glass. Essentially what that's saying is you can't think in secret. Whatever you're thinking shows up. It expresses. It objectifies itself to the three-dimensional world. So take heed of what you're thinking. Take heed of what you're thinking. Now, the third thing is this. You know that you have a higher self and a lower self. I want to drop this in on you. How about how creation sees you? Creation sees you strong and mighty and effective. But if you have a low concept of yourself and you project that, your true identity is not being expressed. So that's what I'll say about self-image. And the story that I have behind that is, as a little kid, my mom always dressed me up. And, you know, I really didn't like it. And to a point or to a measure, I was kind of rebellious. But I didn't know, and I don't know if she knew, she was actually formulating my self-image. So basically what she was doing in dressing me up is she wanted others or outsiders to see me a certain way. But the more important thing is she wanted me to see my own self a certain way. And that's the most important thing. And I don't know if she knows it or not, but it actually worked because I've been in management for 25 plus years. And I'll say 90% of the time I've wore shirt and tie or dressed business casual. Most of the time I've wore shirt and tie. That's kind of how she raised me. And for that, I can say thank you, Mama, even though I was rebellious at the time. Moving to the next core principle, self-help. Everyone's heard the old adage, if you need help, you must first help yourself. So what that means is a lot of times we don't use the resources and reservoirs that's before us. We want someone else to come and confide in us before we'll start moving. And I call that taking the easy way out. No one really can do anything for you until you do something for yourself. Well, what do you mean by that? That person that's coming to give you a word of inspiration, a word of courage or encouragement, or a word of motivation is just pulling out of you what's already available in you. But because you didn't have enough faith to express that potentiality by intentionality that's within you, they had to encourage you. And then on their word, you believe something that was already a part of you. And this deals with consciousness, and this deals with awareness, and this deals with being the observer. There's a lot of knowledge, information, and wisdom that can be revealed to you, but not if you're stagnant, meaning you're not moving. You know, everything is energy. That's all there is. That's what Einstein said. Everything is here, right now. Like, you're not waiting on anything. Everybody's waiting on you. So there are some things in you, resources, information, knowledge, wisdom, all of that that's within you that you could be utilizing to make others' lives better as well as your own life better, but you're stagnant and not getting into action, not getting into moving, meaning you need a call of action. And that's kind of like what I just stated about somebody confiding in you or praising you for something that's in you and you didn't acknowledge it yourself. Well, with the way the world is now, that's not going to always happen. So if you're going to be waiting on someone to come give you inspiration or motivation in the time we're in now in the pandemic, I can safely say that you may be in trouble. You might want to rethink that and kind of change your perception on things. We are the only ones with the right and authority to think within our own heads. So we have to use our resources. We have to utilize our resources if we expect to expand, to flourish, to thrive. Moving to the next core principle, self-determination. The word determination to me, the word that pops into my mind right away is like drive, is will, you know, what is your desire level to succeed? As a kid coming up in humble beginnings, I would say my drive is impeccable. I love competition, friendly competition. I wanted to be the best at everything I did. I wanted to be the best in creative writing. I wanted to be the best at free throw shooting. I wanted to be the best at the 50-yard dash. I wanted to be the best at the 100-yard dash. I wanted to be the best in four square. I wanted to be the best in tetherball. So whatever I did, I wanted to be the best at it. You know, whether or not I was the best at it, I don't know. But I put forth all my energy and focus, and I think I was very decent. So that's what I would say about that. Especially on the basketball court, it was no more evident than that place because that was like my safe haven. That was my sanctuary. That was like being in heaven for me. the competitive nature was definitely there. I'm going to move to the next core principle, which is the ninth principle, self-discipline. Self-discipline is about questions and then action. I mean, do you have the discipline to do what you know you ought to be doing at a certain time every day? Highly successful people have good habits, and habits pretty much determine your level of success. So highly successful people in studies, what they found is that they do certain things in a certain way at a certain time every day, and they don't deviate from it. And also they are strong decision makers. Like when they make a decision, they rarely ever change, even if it's a bad decision. So they form the habit. They make decisions. They live with the positive or negative consequences. They don't look back. But the most important thing that I want to drive home here is they do certain things at a certain time in a certain way every day. That is the key to success. You talk to any football player, any baseball player, any basketball player, they have a routine that they execute every day without fail, even if they're not in training camp. The ones that are at the apex level, I mean, I'm talking about A level, they do something every day towards their passion, their obsession, their work. And while I'm on that, I would say that you are supposed to do what you like, what comes natural for you, what you enjoy and what you love. So some of us that are not experiencing the lifestyle that we truly desire, you might need to take a look at your vocation. I mean, are you in the field that's most fit for you, or are you there because it pays a certain dollar amount? And that could be a whole nother lesson on income and outcome, but we won't go there today. Moving to the next core principle, this should be a really good one, self-esteem. I was teased a lot. Here's my story. I was teased a lot as a kid, and it definitely impacted me negatively. And I also can say that it impacted me positively. How it impacted me negatively is emotional. I was a very shy and timid kid already. Some say, you know, I kind of wasn't present, daydreamed or sleepwalking, whatever you want to call it. So being talked about and being ragged on, it did affect me at a high level. But what I did was I took that energy and I played with a controlled rage. Those same kids that teased me and talked about me, they had to play four square with me. They had to play curveball with me. They had to play wall ball with me, flag football, basketball, track and field. And so I made it an intention on purpose. I would not let those kids beat me no matter what. So that was kind of my get back, or paying them back for talking about me and belittling me and berating me. But I also, as I have matured, I've come to understand that that's really not what self-esteem is about. Self-esteem is really about you accepting, liking, and loving yourself regardless of your mental or physical flaws, because you're the only you that there will ever be. So you're supposed to attempt to become the best you that you can be, put forth your best version of yourself. So no matter what happens, you really shouldn't beat yourself down, you know. Like, love, and accept yourself unconditionally, because actually you're the only person that can do this. Like, people will say that they love you. Friends will say that they love you. I'm not saying that they don't mean it, but they can't love you like you can love you. That's the point I want to drive home. Moving to the next core principle, self-preservation. Self-preservation is more than lasting. To me, it's the difference between existing and living. It's about, will you continue to learn? Will you continue to evolve? like I mentioned before, I'm a career student. I mean, I don't think there's anyone that studies like the way I study. Not saying I don't need improvement, but, I mean, I'm literally a career student. I mean, I love to learn. I'm always relentlessly searching for information to draw the experience, to apply the knowledge, and get repetitions over and over again until I guess I become a focus master and I'll be able to express wisdom out to the masses. I mean, that's what I'm aiming at. Like a dog with a bone, you can't take it out. I mean, I've always got a book, always got an audio. Believe me, no matter what, unless I'm asleep, I'm studying or I'm listening. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to advance. That's my motto. That's my motivation. That's my inspiration. That's what I'm trying to do to better and be able to live an even better lifestyle. I mean, I just naturally love to learn. I mean, I've been fascinated with the mind since I was 4 years old. It's evident in my grades. I mean, my journals, I probably have over 100 journals throughout the years. I mean, it's just what I do. That's my story. So the key point of preservation, it's about continuing to grow, not being stagnant. Can you reinvent yourself? Can you take old knowledge and recycle it and make it relevant to you? Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how many books you read or what notes you jot down. It's what can that do for you at that moment? What are you focusing on? I mean, is it leading you towards your next goal or what you're trying to accomplish? Is it helping you build a legacy? Is it helping you become legendary? Is it helping you bridge the gap between who you are and who you desire to be? And that's why I will end on that. The next core principle, self-improvement, it kind of relates to what we just spoke about, but it goes even deeper because everyone should desire to get better every day in every way. Nothing stays the same. Nothing's standing still. Everything's moving. Everything's vibrating. Everything is moving, whether you can see it with the naked eye or not. And you actually don't see with your eyes, you see through your cells of recognition. Just understand that everything is energy. So everything's vibrating. It's just on different frequencies. It's sort of like a dog. You wonder why the dog starts barking, because they can hear sounds at a frequency that you can't hear and that you're not aware of. And that goes into awareness and consciousness. You know, what are you focused on? You know, are you thinking about what you're thinking about? You know, what are you focused on? Because what you focus on expands. Doesn't matter if it's negative, indifferent, or positive. Whatever you focus on, that's what you're going to draw into your life. So whatever situation, circumstance, condition, environment that you're in, you're going to draw more of that into you. And until you shift your focus, shift your awareness, shift your consciousness, nothing's changing. I mean, and if there's a change, it'll be a minimal change, 2 to 5%, and it'll be right back the same in a couple of days. So at the end of the day, to see big change, you're going to have to be change, and you're going to have to shift your focus, shift your awareness, and shift your consciousness. The story that I have that relates to that, it's a painful story. I just told you about my passion in basketball, and what I share with you is this. I was cut from the 6th grade basketball team. I was cut from the 7th grade basketball team, and I was cut from the 8th grade basketball team. Very painful. Very humiliating, very embarrassing. But I will say this, by the time that I was 15, so 2 years later, or total 5 years later from the 6th grade, I was at the apex of my game. And here's the issue. I thought I was good enough, and I probably sold enough stories where my family members thought that I was good enough, but the truth was I wasn't good enough. The fundamentals, the basic building blocks to flourishing and thriving and excelling weren't there yet. And so that's why the person that's over the basketball team, yeah, they saw the potential, but they also said, well, if I put him on the team now and there's higher potential, he doesn't get to the level that he may have gotten to, and maybe they didn't want to live with that end result. So I thank Mr. Borelli, and I thank Mr. Marshall today for me experiencing those failures through them that made me better down the road. So failure is not always bad. And believe me, there can be no success without failure, and vice versa. Moving to the last principle, self-control, okay? Self-control is about you allowing your consciousness, your awareness, your observance, your spirit make the decisions versus your body. See, you are not just your body. You are not the name that your family members called you, that your parents gave you. You're far more than that. See, you are limitless. You're an immortal being, a speaking spirit. There's no limits except those that you put on yourself or those that you allow to be cast on you. So in self-control, I would advise or admonish you to allow your higher self to make the dictates to your lower self instead of your lower self making the dictates to your higher self. You can use this as an example. Your body, and you know you're not your body because there's days you don't want to get out of the bed. But there's an awareness, there's spirit life in you that says you're going to get up, and you get up. So that's letting you know that you're not just your body, and you're just not some name that they gave you. You are an immortal being. You are a speaking spirit. You are awareness. You are consciousness. And there's no limit to that. No one can actually even calibrate what all you can do. But if you don't pursue information and draw experiences to convert it into knowledge and just get repetition after repetition, like they say, 1,000 hours is mastery. So maybe you need 1,000 experiences where you've applied the knowledge to convert it to wisdom. And then once you convert something to wisdom, you'll be known throughout the entire globe. So it's important. You know, information is not where it's at. Results and outcomes is where it's at. It's taking the information, drawing the opportunities to apply the knowledge, and then through repetition after repetition after repetition after repetition, because repetition is the cadence of the universe, it's converted into wisdom. And then when you're able to share that wisdom with others, it's perpetual. You'll be known throughout the earth. So I gave you stories, and now I want to give you attributes of the eagle that goes along with this, that makes it kind of fun. Self-awareness, the attribute that correlates with that 13 principles, self-awareness. The eagle's vision is impeccable. It can see a silver quarter from the opposite end zone to the other end zone. That is not sight. Of course, that is vision. The eagle attribute that goes with the second core principle, self-reliance, the eagle is guaranteed to bring the spoils to the eaglets. The next eagle attribute that goes with the third core principle of success and transformation, self-belief. The eagle, although it weighs about 9.5 pounds, its wingspan, its strength and speed is uncanny. And it knows that it can do whatever is necessary to survive and thrive. The next eagle attribute that correlates with the fourth core principle, self-expression. The eagle is not aware of judgment from other species, and the eagle does not judge itself. Either it has no hang-ups or entanglement. It is always authentic with its true self, expressing its true self, and never tries to fit in. Don't fit in. Don't try to be like somebody else. Be you. Be the unique you that you were meant to be. The next eagle attribute that correlates with the fifth core principle of transformation and success, self-knowledge. The eagle trains the baby eagle judiciously so that when it's time for it to venture out, it is well prepared. The next core principle that goes with the sixth core principle of transformation and success, The eagle instinctively knows that it is king of the air and that it is sovereign. The next eagle attribute that goes with the seventh core principle of success and transformation, self-help, the adult eagle always protects the young, and it keeps its eyes on it, ready to protect anyone that's attacking. The next eagle attribute that goes with the eighth core principle of transformation and success, the eagle swoops up on its prey abruptly, devouring the prey instantly. And the next eagle attribute that goes with the ninth principle of self-discipline, the eagle stays in peak condition through soaring through the air relentlessly, level to level. The next eagle attribute that goes with the 10th core principle of self-esteem, the eagle knows that it is the cream of the crop, that it's untouchable. And the next attribute, eagle attribute, that goes with the 11th core principle of transformation and success, self-preservation. The eagle is never alarmed. It is not shaken or rattled. It knows in its element the air and soars through the air so gracefully. The next eagle attribute that correlates with the 12th principle of success and transformation is self-improvement. The eagle has a laser beam focus. It has high concentration and acceleration, and it accomplishes mission each and every time. And the last eagle attribute that correlates with the 13th principle of self-control, the eagle's demeanor is constantly, consistently the same, and it rarely changes. Now, we've been live on the Sudden Eye Impact Show with your host, Lee. To find out more about me, you can reach me through BBS Radio, and you can also reach me at Dwight at School of Self-Transformation. You can go to the website where you're able to take a look around the gallery. You can also book a no-cost-to-you discovery session. Find out more about me, find out more about my information, find out more about my number one best-selling book, future projects, and book a no-cost-to-you discovery session to find out if we are a good fit to work with. And if not, potentially can even put you on a path to still accomplish your goals or, you know, something dream or big goal, whatever the case may be. The principles are still the same. The processes and systems are still the same. It basically deals with your thought processes, your belief systems, awareness, consciousness, so on and so forth. I would say just go to the website and browse around in the gallery. There's information for you, quotes. I think we have a blog, many different things for you to take a look at. I'm going to pass it to Katrina.
Thanks, Dwight. It was a wonderful show. Thanks for getting through the 13 principles. I was really hoping that you'd get there, and you did, so that's great. As you say, the website is schoolofselftransformation.com. And there you can purchase the book, or if you want the Kindle, then you can get it all on Amazon.com as well. We have got stock that has arrived, so what I recommend is you go to the website to get your book, and then that way Dwight can actually sign your book and send it out to you personalized. And I personally always love a signed book by the author themselves. It just makes that book even more of a treasure. So it's been a wonderful show, and we're going to put this show up on the blog soon with the slides so that you can actually see what chapter we're talking about at the time, so that for those of you who are perhaps a little bit more visual, you'll really love the YouTube version of this particular show, where Dwight will walk you through the 13 principles in just that little bit more detail. But the best thing to do is to have your free discovery session. So go through the 13 principles and give yourself a current rating out of 10 for each one. So, you know, what do you give yourself for self-awareness out of 10? What do you give yourself for self-reliance out of 10? Self-belief, self-expression, self-knowledge, self-image, self-help, self-determination, self-discipline, self-esteem, self-preservation, self-improvement, and self-control. What do you give yourself out of 10 for each of those? And then what you'll be able to do is work out your gap between where you currently are and where you'd like to be. You'd obviously want those numbers to be up around 9, 9.5, 10. And that's the whole point of what Dwight does with you when he's coaching you and mentoring you, is he will start to close the gap for you. So if your rating is, say, a 5 out of 10, then your gap might be, say, a 4 or a 5. And you just work over the next sort of 90 days, what are you going to do to improve that score? So it's really, really a wonderful way to do a gap analysis, just to see where you are, where you're at, where are you coming from right now, at the end of 2020, where are you at? After all we've been through in the last year, and I tell you what, the US of A has been through the most out of any country I know. I know in Australia we've had it. We've had lockdown after lockdown, but I tell you what, America has had it really tough. You've had a new president come in, you've got Black Lives Matter, that flared up this year, and that's going places. You've got so much going on to contend with. You've got COVID, lockdown, and who knows what is to come. So really start to look inside of yourself, check in with these 13 different principles, and give your score out of 10 to Dwight, so that when you hit your free discovery session, you can go through each one and explain where you are currently and where you'd like that number to be in the next 90 days. And then from there, we can work out a plan. So Dwight will do that with you. So I hope you've enjoyed today's show. It's so funny being me interviewing Dwight instead of the other way around, but geez, I've loved it. And I think what we're going to do with this show moving forward is Dwight will go each chapter, each show now will be, you know, going deeper into each of those different chapters. So stay tuned. Come back. Enjoy. We won't be so rushed next time. I know we had to get through 13 principles today. That is a lot. So just take a deep breath. Don't feel overwhelmed. Just know this is just the beginning of your journey. And every show now, we're going to go through each one quietly and sensibly and with less speed. So you'll be able to go a little bit deeper on each one as we progress through the next 12, in fact, 13 months. So we'll go well into the 2021. And you can enjoy that journey with us. I certainly am looking forward to it because, hey, tomorrow is another day. And tomorrow can be the first step in your journey. It's totally up to you. And I hope you take Dwight by the hand and let him walk you down the path for those seeking actualization. Thank you for joining us. Dwight, see you next time.
Yeah, I'm going to leave y'all with couple quotes, and then I'm going to close it off. Dr. Ken McFarland said, 2% of people actually think, 3% of people think that they think, and 95% of people would rather die than think. Wow. Buddha said, all that we are is the sum total of our thoughts. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, a man is what he thinks about all day long. So I leave you with these words. Be the change you want to see. Be an agent of change. Be an ambassador of change. First you will change you, then your world and everything in it will change. Until the next time, watch your thoughts. First you have them, then they have you.
Discover the power of positivity. Identify your gifts. Then plan and execute your passion. And ultimately, thrive exponentially in life and most importantly in business. On Sudden Eye Impact with your host, Lee.